Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, welcome to Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday, October 5th, 2021. Welcome, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. A very, very productive day in the Golden Mastermind Studios. Heather, good afternoon and welcome to formerly More Heart Than Talent. Now it is the Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated 2 for Tuesday live call. So welcome everyone. Scott Lucas, good afternoon to you. Experiencing a beautiful fall day. I'm in between real estate project, coaching, and producing results. Kayla, good to see you. Welcome everyone to 2 for Tuesday. Topic 4. Today's Facebook Live. Lucy, good to see you this afternoon. The topic for today's call is the power of commitment. Jesse Morin Thompson, welcome everyone. Welcome, Tawana, welcome, welcome, welcome. Dana, welcome, and looking forward to connecting with you. Good afternoon, Carmen. For those of you who are serious online branders, you build your brand online. It was a very interesting day in online history yesterday. You experienced what I experienced. You experience the WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook going down. And then if you are someone who's aware and understand what goes on behind the veil, then you did more research and more history, and then you found some very, very interesting facts. So those of you who sent content to me, thank you very much. I appreciate us staying connected. And it was a very, very interesting day. And it was very, very It was a relief when at 3 o'clock California time, we're back in business. So it just shows you how dependent we are on certain situations. Now, I remember going back to 1999, I started the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call at 5 o'clock Eastern time in the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific. And then that call went on till 2017. It would have as many as 500 people on it at times. At 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, and I was prepared to bring the MHT call back out at 10:30 Eastern on Tuesdays if some of the content I saw yesterday. Some of the content I saw yesterday that said it might be the end of the era for Facebook yesterday and other social media. So it was a very, very interesting situation, and we are back in the flow. Topic for today's call is the power of commitment. C-O-M-M-I-T, commit. A word that is seldom written in the English language, C-O-M-M-I-T, C-O-M-M-I-T-T-E-D, C-O-M-M-I-T-T-I-N-G, commit, committed, committing, three words that are seldom spoken in the English language. The more that you integrate that word in your sentence structure, the more that you communicate it, I need to go to the store, I'm committed to going, I need to change my life. I'm committed to changing my life. It changed the context of the power of the spoken word is interesting on how it completely changes the outcome that you create. So there's a difference between being interested and being committed. There's a difference between being motivated and then being interested. There's a difference between being inspired than there is motivated. So the power of the spoken word will to attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your feelings. This is why it's important that many of you understand the sentence structure that you've been conditioned to speak is a language style of non-commitment. Kinda, probably. I just ask a contractor if he can have the baseboard done by the end of the day so that I can install the washer and dryer. He goes, probably. I said, probably, or you'll be done. He goes, well, let me check. So, This is what I'm breathing. This is what's very unique about doing real estate projects, is how many of the people that we hire who want paid up front or want paid have their own commitment issues. And if you're commitment conscious and they're commitment phobic issues, they're the ones who are very sensitive and defensive when you ask them commitment questions. And so once again, I'm asking the guy, he goes, probably, well, yo, chief, probably is not yes or no. Well, let me check. Well, what do you mean, let me check? I mean, see how he avoided the question? Now, this is a guy who on three separate occasions has let me know that a task is going to be completed in a certain situation. But once again, this is why we understand what we understand, and we are able to let go of certain people situations so that we can be ITF in the flow. And the more that you let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, especially when you're commitment phobic. So if you're not commitment conscious and you're commitment phobic, then you will avoid. And if you're a chronic avoider, you will recreate the same situation to fulfill the same set of feelings. Now, Colleen has a comment here. Lots of breathing throughout my build. So Colleen was my client for many years. For those of you who are not following Colleen Sable Olitsky, I highly endorse her. She's a top tier producer in the Jacksonville area and a woman I highly endorse. Her husband's also a world-class dentist. They are partners in the dental business. And I mean, they are multiple six and seven figure business owners. So Colleen is responsible for a large, or they're rebuilding a house. So she understands exactly what I mean about asking contractors, vendors, subcontractors, commitment questions. So for instance, today I look down the street and at 9 o'clock, there's not one contractor on my project. I mean, once again, Tuesday, this is what real estate investors encounter when you're addressing other people's chaos, drama, overcommit, overpromise, underdeliver. It requires breathing, releasing, and letting go. Now, Jennifer says, I'm running into some contractors like this. I gave up chasing after them to hire. I commit to getting many projects done. Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate that. So Jennifer's preparing for a move. She understands it. So this is why those of you who have coached with me, trained with me, and then you've learned some of the skills that I have pointed out to you, and then you've now adopted them yourself. Look at the advantage it is when you ask someone a commitment question. You've heard me say how this is important when it comes to contractors, vendors, website producers, internet marketers. There's a whole nother breed of character right there. I mean, so when you understand who overpromises and underdelivers, when you understand how predictable people are, when you understand why people do what they do, when you're prospecting and you ask people commitment questions and they check out and tell a story, I mean, you are unequivocally in the driver's seat. I want to see what Colleen's saying now. So Colleen says, it's just awful, but I kept my head throughout. Yeah, so I mean, I say to my assistant, Dylan, what is wrong with these fucking people? Then I have to stop and go breathe. I know what's wrong with these people. Is they're commitment phobic. And it seems to be a part of that profession. For those of you who've ever been professional rehabbers, fix and flippers, real estate professionals, and your livelihood is dependent on hiring outside contractors, vendors, and subcontractors, you understand how predictable certain people are. And the more that you understand this, and the more that you're able to let go and stay and be in your peace, it gives you a different level of consciousness. And if you're committed, it's also very easy for you to see how many people are non-committed. And if you're non-committed, you'll attract your reality at a higher level of frequency than people who don't commit. Now, if you're moving into commitment consciousness, so I know like Jennifer is, Lucy is, Henry is, many of you that I've coached over a number of years, Jesse, I mean, I can just go down the laundry list. And then now Colleen has been committed for a long time. So Colleen is a woman who, her and her husband have a seven-figure business, and then she's able to build a part-time five-figure a month business, which is a six-figure business. Barbara Williams is also a woman of a client of mine. For those of you who don't know Barbara Williams, Barbara is one of my oldest clients on today's Facebook Live. Barbara and I go back to 1999. She hired me to be her coach. Barbara, leave him your website. Barbara is a world-class dog whisperer with a specific kind of dog, but she doesn't only specialize on one dog, but she is a dog breeder of one unique brand of dog. So her dogs routinely are five figures for a pup. So Barbara is a top tier woman. Barbara, I used to have an acronym for MGBW, my girl Barbara Williams. Barbara is a crusher. She understands what it means to be committed. She's very skilled at being able to speak commands with dogs and creating commitment consciousness with dogs. I mean, with dogs, she's able to create commitment with dogs. And it's an advantage for you when you're able to create commitment. When you're able to commit, you'll attract at a higher law of frequency other like-minded commitment conscious producers. And So if you're building a leveraged business, it's imperative that you attract a few people who can commit. If you're building projects, it's imperative that you're able to ask for the outcome. I asked one of my contractors yesterday. I said, I'll just use his name. I'll go, Sam, when will you be able to be full-time on my project? Here was his answer. I go, when are you going to finish the other project that you told me you're going to finish in July? And I don't really care if he feels uncomfortable. I care if he finishes the fucking project. I mean, I have asked the same series of questions over and over. What I want one of them to do is finish a project. Just one of you. One of the six of you, finish a project. Now, if you're feeling my frustration, I'm breathing and releasing. But this is what it's like. This is what it's like when you build a team, when you build projects together, and you're the man or the woman who's in charge of the outcome. It's going to be your responsibility, as it's mine, to navigate everyone else's drama and chaos. Do your best to be able to bring the pieces together with a timely fashion, building in time, knowing that you're committed, knowing that other people aren't. So you understand, you have to understand how people overcommit, and you have to build into that project. So if they say Friday, you know Wednesday, and then when Friday, if they're not finished on Friday, you know it's not Wednesday, it's going to be the next Friday and the next Wednesday. And so that means you have to also let go of your frustration level of how committed you are with how non-committed other people aren't. So that you're not lost in the sauce saying, I don't understand these people, this doesn't make sense, I don't get this. You would think that. No, you would. It's not that you would think that. It's your responsibility to understand your commitment issues and other people's commitment issues. And if you're one of the few people who are committed, you are the LOF, you're the law of the few. So the more you understand why people do what they do, the more you understand why most of society is commitment phobic. It shows up in relationships, it shows up in businesses, it shows up in performance, it shows up in jobs, it shows up in multiple areas. And one of the main reasons that people don't commit is because they aren't good enough. They're not sure if. They worry about anxiety. They have anxiety about a future that doesn't happen, and they perpetuate the same set of feelings over and over, creating the same outcome. When you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, you're separating your feelings from the events. When you're in that freedom, you're in that relaxed state, you're flexible in your emotional state, you're able to adapt and adjust. When you don't take it personal, and you're committed, and you find out that most of the world isn't committed, then you won't be disappointed in other people's commitments. You'll be able to let them go easier and effortlessly. You won't be as frustrated. When you're in a relationship, it's important when you're committed that you look for other people's character flaws. What many people do is they overlook a character flaw. Jess Lynn, good to see you this afternoon. Many people overlook other people's character defects and flaws, stay in relationships, stay in situations that are unhealthy, stay in an environment that's not good for them, and continue to seduce themselves into the same situation. When you require projects being done, it's our responsibility to either do it ourselves, outsource it, or attract the other people who can follow through. So follow through. So another form of commitment is being a closer. A large percent of the population has challenges closing because they have challenges finishing. And if you're not a finisher or a closer, then you'll have a lot of projects left undone. The spinning plate syndrome means you have a lot going on, and there's a lot of drama and chaos and a lot of moving plates. Now, it's different than having moving parts versus spinning plates. Spinning plates are start one project, go to the next one. That's what you'll see a lot of contractors do. They start this project, and then they've overpromised to this person. They've got to collect money over there to bring it over here to buy the goods and services from the money they spent on the last project, because a lot of people mismanage their businesses. And it's the Rob Paul to pay Peter syndrome that so many people are caught in that debt loop of being behind. It's a very common commonality. So that you're not in this loop yourself, it's important that you understand your own chronic debting. It's important you understand your dialogue with money. It's imperative that you have a better understanding of cause and effect and why you do what you do. It's inspiring for you to be able to break through, to step up to courage, and be able to access a whole different level of energy. Courage allows you to look back down on anxiety, fear, and doubt and tell yourself goodbye. I'm so done with this I'm no longer going to live like this. And in that courage, you're able to access the energy to be able to step into consciousness. So once you're in consciousness, that's when commitment starts. When you're in anxiety, fear, and doubt, you're in commitment, you're commitment phobic. As you step into courage, you're stepping into commitment consciousness. So commitment consciousness means that you start to become aware of what you do. You don't leave things undone. You put lids back on, you put it in the place it goes. You're able to do more than one situation at one time because you become commitment conscious. You start to pick the wash rag up, you pick this up, you vacuum at the same time, you're sweeping, you start to do more than one task. So you become task oriented. You become a finisher and you follow through. This not only becomes an identity, this becomes a neurological network of neurons that wire and fire, where you change your energy from being an underachiever to being an achiever. There's no such thing as overachieving. It's not possible. Achieving is achieving. Kira, it's so good to see you on today's Facebook Live. Kira Faircho is a world-class artist, but the reason I want to edify Kira, she's very similar to Colleen Olitsky. Kira is a world-class painter. She's owned galleries, but she's also a very, very skilled real estate investor. Joe DiBianca is in the house today. Joe DiBianca is one of my top protege of all time. I highly endorse him as a top-tier inspirational success and addiction coach and a let-go coach. He is the top let-go coach I've ever had the privilege of coaching with and mentoring with. He's been to over 100 of my events. I think Matt Smith's the only other person that's even in the stratosphere of attending that many events with me. And Joe will assist you with the same situation, understanding that most of the world is commitment phobic. And if you're commitment conscious, you are in the LOF, the law of the few. And that means that you are a finisher. You follow through on this. Stay on those contractors. John Lundberg, for those of you who don't know John is also a very, very skilled real estate professional in the Orlando area. He is an inspection specialist and is just getting licensed in Florida after inspecting thousands of homes in the Chicago. And David Keith, good to see you. Henry, good to see you. Henry says, Joe is the real deal, my brother. I see James Moran from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Scott Lucas, how are you this afternoon? David, good to see you in the Philadelphia. A lot of talent on today's Facebook Live. So as you receive the content today, do your best to look at where you have avoidance tendencies, begin to address them, begin to let go of them. I've coached Tracy Calvert, another woman who is crushing it in today's direct sales industry. I've watched Tracy in the last 3 years. I met Tracy, came to an event that was in Jackson, in Ponte Vedra Beach, and she hired me over 3 years ago. Actually, Tracy, 3 years ago, as a matter of fact, it's this weekend, Colleen, that you had me in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, October 6th, 2018. Can you believe that? Tracy was at that event. So two people from one event, same, are on this Facebook Live today. That's commitment consciousness. When you're committed, you'll attract your reality. Quality, like-minded, commitment-conscious seekers and commitment-conscious personalities who you can collaborate with at a higher law of average. I mean, it's imperative for you to all also understand that most of the world doesn't commit, and it's your responsibility to either attract a few people who can commit, and this shows up in relationships. Greg Minsky is also a long-term client of mine. Greg has seen me speak many times. I've eaten with Greg at Tarantino's in Westport, Connecticut on several occasions. Greg, I want to edify Greg. Greg had one of the largest commissions while I'm coaching him. Greg had one of the largest commissions I've ever seen a client in sales create. Let's give Greg a hand. One of the I won't tell you how much, but I'll tell you this. It was multiple six figures. That means he is the man. Heather, how are you? So I'm looking forward. Heather's going to host an event in South Carolina for me as soon as it is possible. Barbara Williams says, I miss your More Heart Than Talent events. Yes, Barbara, I love doing those. I did over 1,000 of them. Maureen Trainor-Politti, here's a woman who's committed. Maureen Trainor-Politti has overcome the big C. On two different occasions, Maureen, being the champion and warrior that she is, stood the gap of the big C and she is a cancer victor. She's not a cancer survivor. That's Maureen Trainer Politi. She's on Facebook Live here today. Let's give Maureen some love. Let's give her some love. She's unequivocally an amazing human being. She just rehired me. I mean, is that amazing? She was my client. I met her through affiliation of Joe DiBianca 5 years ago through his organization. Maureen hired me back then. I was Maureen's coach as she was going through the big C, and here she is today on Facebook Live on a beautiful afternoon. And she just rehired me 2 months ago. So I want to thank all of you being here on Facebook Live this afternoon. Today is 2-4 Tuesday. If you're on Facebook Live and you would like to rehire me, revisit your coaching and add on your existing coaching, or you're new to my content and would like to find out more about what I can do for you as a coach, reach out to me. I would be honored to connect with you. My name is Jeffrey Combs. Valerie, good to see you. Good to see you, Valerie. Valerie is also an exceptional coach. Valerie, let them know where people can reach you. Joe DiBianca, let people know where they can reach you. I want to thank all of you for being here this afternoon. I'm going to go down and check my project, this old house. I will let you know how the progress is going. The landscaping is amazing. So the landscaper definitely committed. He followed through on exactly what he said he was going to do. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, president, founder. Ryan, good to see you, Ryan Christ. Jeffrey Combs. Lisa, your son left an amazing edification of me. So thank you so much. Thank you for referring me. That's Lisa Pazanza referred me, your exceptional son, Zach, who is crushing it in real estate. Have a great afternoon, everyone.